This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. If you get your health insurance through Vermont Health Connect, you'll want to listen closely to what our guest today has to say. Vermont Health Connect is the state's health insurance marketplace, and open enrollment for it is underway. But this year, there are some changes to what many of the available plans will cost. And as a result, Vermont health officials are warning people who get their health insurance through the marketplace that this is not the year to just auto-renew. And joining me to talk more about this is Sean Sheehan, Deputy Director of the Department of Vermont Health Access. Sean, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Mitch. Great to be here.
Now, I don't want to scare anybody because there's some good news here, and that's that if people do spend some time on the exchange doing some comparison shopping for health plans, it could actually yield some pretty big savings. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. As you just said in your intro, we're trying to get the word out. This is not the year to auto-renew. Insurance shopping probably isn't the favorite shopping people would like to be doing this time of year.
Yeah.
But really taking a few minutes to do so can save people hundreds or even thousands of dollars next year. Really, the bottom line for people that already have health insurance, over next year they'll be receiving over $1,200 more in premium subsidies than they received in 2018, which will make plans a lot more affordable. And people that don't have health insurance, most uninsured Vermonters will find that they can get a plan for much less in 2019 than they could any time in the last 5 years.
And Sean, the key to this, too, is that you want to make sure you, as we say, open enrollment is underway, but there is a deadline, and that's, I believe, in mid-December. Is that right?
That's correct. December 15th is the deadline. Having said that, don't encourage people to wait till December 15th. Anything that has a deadline always has a rush associated with the deadline and long waits. So really, this time, the first half of November, is a great time to either go online, log in, or call.
After December 15th, it becomes much, much more difficult to get a health plan that you want. Is that right?
That's exactly right. After that, people can only sign up if they meet certain qualifications. So if their income is low enough that they would qualify for Medicaid, they can apply any time of year. If they have a qualifying event, like moving into the state or getting married or losing a job that provided health insurance, then they'll have 60 days to sign up. But in general, open enrollment from now until December 15th is the time that people can sign up for 2019 health coverage.
And Sean, I'm sure that this is not your favorite thing to talk about, but we do have to mention politics here because this is having an effect on health plans and health insurance all across the country. And as I understand it, some changes have occurred. There is an elimination now of the individual mandate penalty, meaning there was a tax on those who did not carry health insurance, but that has been eliminated by President Trump. With no penalty to sway people, some otherwise healthy people may decide to forego insurance, and that drives prices higher for everyone. Is that right?
That's correct. That's certainly if healthier people leave the insurance pools, the price for everyone else left in the pool would go up. And so that's certainly one policy that's out there, as you alluded to. That's one of the changes that happened at the federal level. Here in Vermont, the legislature did pass a state individual mandate. I think in the coming session, they'll figure out how that will work. But there is a mandate to have health insurance. And the idea behind that really is that our healthcare system is stronger. We as a state are stronger when more people have insurance coverage, because when people don't have insurance coverage and they get sick or have an accident, then they go to the hospital and there's uncompensated care and all the rest of us pay in one shape or form.
Well, we've talked already about how a lot of folks can potentially save a lot of money here, but I suppose that the reverse may be true as well. And I understand that some health insurance plans, Silver Level plans in particular, which have been the most popular plans with Vermonters before, could have higher premiums next year. What could that increase look like for individuals or families?
Last October, President Trump announced that the feds would no longer be paying one of the forms of subsidy called the cost-sharing reduction. And the cost-sharing reduction is a benefit that people who are in silver plans and have a qualifying income can get lower out-of-pocket costs, lower deductible. But insurance companies are still required to provide that benefit. They're just no longer getting the funding from the federal government for it. So essentially, it's a federal unfunded mandate. And so as is the case with any unfunded mandate, they have to figure out how to pay for it somehow. And there were really two options: either spread the cost of that required benefit across all insurance plans, or they could put it all on the cost of silver plans, because silver plans are the ones that benefit from this. And the side benefit of putting them on silver plans is that the premium subsidies, so a separate subsidy, a subsidy that the federal government is continuing to pay, are pegged to the cost of the second lowest cost silver plan. So if you increase the cost of silver plans, people who receive subsidies get that much more money. What you have this year is a situation where really what's best for people to do depends on their income level and whether or not they qualify for subsidies and what subsidies they qualify for. And I realize I'm probably having a lot of ears glazing over, and so this is the point to say you don't have to listen to all of this if you're concerned about your specific situation. At VermontHealthConnect.gov, the plan comparison tool can take you right to your specific situation.
One more question, Sean Sheehan, and this, again, it gets back to a little bit of the political element here, but it seems like congressional Republicans, as you know, have been trying to drive a stake through the heart of Obamacare for years now. They would really like to end it. And depending on how elections shake out on Tuesday, I'm wondering if Vermonters should be concerned about whether Vermont Health Connect will even exist past 2019. I mean, could politics throw a monkey wrench into all of this?
Yeah, that's a great question, and one for both the crystal ball and probably over my pay grade. You know, I think one thing we've learned the last couple of years, anything in Washington is possible. You know, we're fortunate, I think, to live in a state that takes healthcare very seriously, and so I'm sure that will continue, and whatever monkey wrenches come out of Washington, we're very fortunate here in Vermont to have that strong community fabric and commitment. So I think we'll make it through whatever comes our way. Right now, we're trying to focus on helping people get enrolled for 2019, cross the next challenge when we get to it.
Sean Sheehan is the Deputy Director of the Department of Vermont Health Access. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Absolutely, Mitch. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And of course, we'll have links to Vermont Health Connect on our website, vpr.net.